Hodgkin's lymphedema. That's a disease. It starts at Cedar Hill Recreation Center in Cedar Hill, 310 East Parkerville Road, Cedar Hill. And if you wanted to contact Corey, I don't have his phone number. CoreyJGregg@yahoo.com. Oh, here's his phone number, 214-402-8958. And Corey's helping raise money for to defeat that disease. March the 5th at 7 p.m., there will be a free film, Black Art in the Absence of Light, at Unitarian Church, 3839 West Keys. It's about African-American artists that were overlooked in the past years. March the 5th, the primary election day. March the 7th, 7 p.m., the State of the Union.
You can't just go over that. Primary election day. Next day. No! Primary election day.
We want to emphasize that.
We have got to get our butts out and vote, y'all.
Everybody I called already did. What March did? The 7th, 7 p.m., State of the Union message. Labor-endorsed candidate Terry Mesa will have her watch party at Vito's Pizza and Grill at 1975 Esters Road, Irving, Texas. March the 8th, a new partial government shutdown crisis is likely. And March the 22nd, another one. March the 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and again from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can picket with the steelworkers. The Dallas City workers are working in a building at 7800 North Stemmons that is unsafe, and they would like you to help picket for worker safety. Those are things that are going on. I hope you can do some of them. I hope you're at least interested and want to do something, because in other words, the world is going to a heck in a handbasket, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a call already.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning.
Hello, you're on the air.
Daddy?
Yes.
This is Brian. Good morning.
Don't hear you very good.
Okay, can't hear you very good.
Get close to your phone.
I can hear you pretty good.
Is there something wrong with the phones?
I don't know what's going on with the phones. It's just really difficult
for us to hear. Yeah, there is a background noise, and that's why we can't hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a background noise on our system, or is it him?
There, yeah, in the studio.
It's in the studio. Yeah. Something's wrong with the phones, brother. I'm sorry.
If we get quiet, maybe we can hear him. Okay.
Okay, try.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Ben.
So everybody can vote next Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, another thing, Gene. I wanted to ask you, Gene, where is the automotive industry going? They announced that they were going to cut back on combustion gasoline and diesel engines. Have they made a turn again on this? Have they decided they're going to go with more, going back to hybrid gasoline engines or more electric? I mean, what's going on with this industry?
The whole industry. If you'd have asked 2 weeks ago, I'd have told you the whole industry was going to electric vehicles. However, I saw something this week that said that the hybrid vehicles are winning the contests about what's the best for the environment. So, and also I saw another article that said the electric vehicles are not selling all that well. But I think in the long term, they're all going to go electric, don't you?
Well, I think they're saying, as far as, Gene, I think they're going to just have to get the price down a little bit, like we talked before about the infrastructure and the charging stations, and the downtime, Bonnie, on charging these things, because I know Bonnie, you know, she's always in a hurry, and Bonnie's got to get her coffee and go, and I don't know if Bonnie's going to have patience to charge her car for 30 minutes to a half hour, are you, Bonnie?
That would be no. I'm not going to have one of those until I'm absolutely forced to. I just bought my last vehicle this week.
You mean you're not going to buy another vehicle this week?
No. This week I bought hopefully what will be my last vehicle.
Your ultimate vehicle.
My ultimate vehicle. I'm done. I don't need any more. This is it. I will drive this one, pray to God, till the wheels fall off or some idiot runs into me.
What about you, brother? Are you going to buy electric or hybrid?
I'm kind of like looking at it, kind of watching it. I think the hybrid, one thing I do like, Gene, is that you got the option that, say, if the car runs out of gas or runs out of juice, either one's going to kick in. So I kind of like the hybrid because you have that option. You know what I mean?
Do you think the presidential election is going to have an effect on whether or not America goes electric cars?
I don't know consumers up front, you know, or buy anything. The consumer, everybody's watching their money, so if they get the price right and stuff like that, as far as the election thing, I don't know. I just know that America, or anywhere we live in this world, people buy stuff that's best going to be economical for them. Now, we don't, I know that. So as far as the election, that's an interesting topic. I don't know. I really don't.
Well, the reason I ask is because one of the candidates says he's very, very committed to saving the environment. And the other candidate don't care about it. And
he's very committed to continuing to destroy it.
And tried to tear the Environmental Protection Agency apart. And his supporters, like Governor Abbott, are going way out of their way to help the oil and gas industry to continue to make the kind of money that they make.
There's so many variables on it. I mean, I agree with you as far as the climate and the environment. We've got to do better for the country. Mm-hmm. We don't want to end up in several countries where everybody's walking around like over in China. Everybody's wearing a mask because of the pollution. They manufacture so many things over there. So as far as the election, you know, whoever's going to do the best job, man. I mean, for the people, the working people, we got another caller.
You're right.
Thank you, though.
The best person. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello.
Bonnie.
Yes.
Hey,
Gene.
Yes. How you doing?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. This is Imani.
Yes, sir.
Get real close to the phone and talk loud, brother.
Okay.
Something's wrong with our system.
Something wrong. I feel it. But I want to tell all the people who's going to vote for Mr. T, I'm not going. I'm an Army, Navy veteran. I'm honorable, and I fought at war, and I'm not going back to the cotton field, so y'all can vote for him if you want to. I'm not going back to the cotton field. But also, Gene Bonnie.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, I want to do this. I need some clerks. I'm a judge.
Okay. You got to call the county, Imani. They're there. Call them.
Okay. Well, they called me the other day. I'm going to be at the jail location, and I'm going to be a judge. And they asked me that I know some clerks, and I just called and let you know. I am going to vote on this election, okay?
Right. All right. Cool. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you need some clerks. Call the county. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank y'all.
I got a few good news items.
What?
One is that Labor's report card has come out. The AFL-CIO grades the congresspersons by how they voted on the issues for working families. Colin Allred got 100%.
Yay!
Mark Vesey got 100%. And Jasmine Crockett got 100%. Those are all the ones Labor supported. Now, here's one that Labor did not support, named Beth Van Duyn or Dyne. Dyne. Or
Beth Van Duyn.
Well, guess how much she got?
Zero?
It's a zero.
Okay, Beth. Good job, girl.
I didn't look at all of them. I just looked at the ones that I knew. And so the Labor report card is out. It's online. You can find out how your congressman voted on working families issues.
Beth Van Dyne does have someone running against her.
Francine
Lee, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beth Van Dyne was the mayor of Irving, mm-hmm. who told the FBI that one of the students had built a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to take another call. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Gene and Bonnie. This is Joshua with a report from Denton.
Hey, Joshua. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, last Saturday was Denton's Black History Month and rescheduled MLK Junior Celebration Day. And we were on the planning committee for the event, and Mr. Cleo Nguyen, he's president of UAW 2360, was the keynote speaker for the event.
Now, good for you.
Wow.
He's from my union.
Yeah, he was a great speaker. He talked about Dr. King and his commitment to worker rights as well as civil rights. And then on Thursday this past week, we had a Know Your Rights workshop with speakers from the Wage and Hour Division of the Department of Labor.
Excellent.
And we did that at a local St. Andrew Church of God in Christ here in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 23 people show up in the audience and learn their rights for regarding wage theft and being misclassified as a salary worker or independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
For getting your overtime pay correct. And so we're hoping to do more of these up here, maybe later in the spring, but I just want to let y'all know what we're up to.
That's great, Joshua. That is really awesome.
Don't leave. I want to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Don't hang up. You mentioned the Department of Labor Wage and Hour. You had a speaker. Did you read, did they say that they had recovered $56,000 for some 7-Eleven workers at Fort Worth? Did they mention
that?
That
call is up here in Denton too. They've gotten, I think, about $30,000, $40,000 in wages, back wages for workers at 7-Eleven here in town too.
Because they were making them work over extra hours and not paying them for it. Okay, they also, according to the Dallas Morning News, they also recovered $8 million for about 12,000 Texas workers. And nationwide, they recovered $274 million for about 163,000 workers.
Wow.
And this is because the bosses cheat. The bosses cheat and they lie. And sometimes we can catch them at it, and the Department of Labor can force them to pay what they owe. And it goes to the workers.
That's right. Yeah, and we're trying to help with that process. If people need advice on that, our email address is DentonWorker@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Or go to the Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division website, and there's information there on how to file a claim.
Yeah. There is also a pretty good Texas law called Texas Payday Law.
That's right.
That people can get their fair treatment, but they have to know how to do it.
Yep.
And I always tell them to go to the Workers' Defense Project, Workers' Defense Project, because they are so good at using the Texas Payday Law. Thank you very much, Joshua.
Thanks,
for the update.
Joshua.
It looks like Denton is just rolling along.
Keep up the good work, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep working.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
I got some more good news.
I got another caller.
Okay. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. We're having a lot of trouble with the phones now.
It's not the phones. It's the
connection.
Air conditioner.
Okay. But it's the something.
When he turns off our microphones, the noise stops.
Well, let's don't get technical.
I'm not. I'm just telling you.
I'm telling the people who call. When you call, you have to get close to your phone and you have to talk loud. Otherwise, our listeners are not going to be able to hear you. And there's nothing we can do about it. And the number is 972-647-1893.
Are you still there? Are you still there?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, you got to talk loud, okay?
Okay.
Okay, when you need to talk, if you got something to say, sweetie, you got to talk, okay?
Okay. You ready? Hello?
Yes, go.
I need help doing some research on a killing from 1974.
Go ahead.
Two young black boys, 115 and 113, were killed by the police in broad daylight in a cafe in Oak Cliff. The police said they were attempting an armed robbery. It turns out they were not armed. And what they say is that they had gone and... Hello?
Yeah, just...
Yeah, we're listening. They're
talking, okay?
They're turning our mics off when you talk.
So that we can hear you.
Say the whole thing without saying... Don't say hello, hello.
Just say the whole thing.
They're turning off our mics while you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. There were six kids who went into the restaurant together and supposedly walked down separate sides of the restaurant, and the police killed the two who were in front, George Johnson Jr. and Johnny Johnson. They were brothers. And the police say they were attempting an armed robbery. Apparently, of the four people who survived the shooting, they say that they had gone in there to get a drink of water. Initially, there were two policemen named as having fired. That was in August of 74. In September, only one. From September forward, only one is mentioned. No explanation given in our press for what happened to the one who seems to have disappeared. Now, I've tried to pull a police record for all of this, and the police tell me they have no record of those killings, which is a scandal in itself. I need to find somebody who is probably 60 years old or older, who was aware of this controversy when it happened, and know what finally became of it. There were protests for a couple of weeks. There was a boycott called for the high school the kids had attended, and nothing happened, meaning they were called off. You can find some mention of a committee to defend the boys as late as January of 75, but mainly the thing fizzled. We don't know why, at least from the press. We don't know what happened. The police at one point claimed that George Johnson Jr. had a long juvenile record. He was only 15. Well, I need someone who knows something about that other than what's in the press. And I guess they can call the station and it will give them my number. Or it's 972-850-9277. This whole thing at least reminds me of the Amber Guggen killing. She fired before she knew who Botham Jean was. Fired too soon. She mistook him. Well, these policemen may have mistaken these two kids. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
If you know anything about the killing of the Johnson brothers back in 1974, call this number, 972-850-9277. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Blue Monday.
Hi, Blue Monday.
Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got no time to play.
Okay, we are back.
We did not get paid off.
Nope, we didn't. 972-647-1893. You hadn't paid us enough to stop singing. Ha ha.
We blackmailed the listening audience. But we got some great donations last time. Dennis really kicked in. And Gerald, who's a longtime donor, just about quadrupled his donation.
Thank you so much, Gerald. Y'all, we did good. Thank you so much. We have to keep it up so that we can stay on the air. Because you know what Leon was talking about earlier is real. Good morning. Thanks for calling K&O in. Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
You have to talk real loud.
I'm Sandra Pinto. How are y'all today?
Good.
Listen, I was listening to Devin Barnett's show, and they're talking about the grocery store, and they were talking about the banks, and also I was at a nursing home, and I found that only one out of every 10 of the home care workers, the ones that are contracted out, are not even registered to vote. And so a lot of times we don't understand the power that we have within ourselves. If you don't like the grocery store, stop shopping at that grocery store. Then they will get the things that you need. Or they will close down and they want...
What? That's not what happened, Sandra. Save-A-Lot closed the store. It's not because nobody was shopping there. They just made the decision to close the stores.
Well, also, you know that Save-A-Lot offers off-brand products. And a lot of people, even black people, don't like to eat off-brand products. They like the Del Monte and stuff like that. Even at Kroger's or Fiesta, they still will buy the name brand vegetables and stuff like that. So that has something to do with their profit. And there is a Fiesta two blocks away. So does that make it a desert? But the point that I was trying to make is that if you have a grocery store, don't shop there if they don't sell the things that you want. The very first picket line that I've picketed was with Shaheen Mika, was at the Easy Grocery Store in Highland Hills. First picket line. And we finally made that grocery store start serving fresh vegetables and just not, you know, not handing anything. Then we did the bank. Then there was Darren Reagan who did the bank, and they got the CRA and they had to start investing some money into the black community. But it happened only when power concedes, when Frederick Douglass said that when we have power, we can utilize it to make it work for us. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that out.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you leave. Did you live in Dallas, or were you active in civil rights in
1974? I lived in Dallas starting in 1978.
Oh, me too. Okay. We're just looking for somebody that knows civil rights history in 1974. Thank you, though.
Thanks for calling.
And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. It's a little bit hard to get through today. Technical reasons, but anyway, you get real close to your phone and yell loud, then people can hear you. All right, 972-647-1893. I was going to give some more good news. The UAW, the Auto Workers Union, says that their organizing drives are going well.
That's what.
And at the Mercedes plant in Alabama, they have got a majority of the people have already signed cards. So that means that they are moving ahead with organizing. The companies that are putting out cars here in the United States but owned by foreign nationals, they call them the transnationals, and they have never organized one before.
In the United States.
But they are far ahead now.
They are union shops in their home countries. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody fool you.
Yeah.
They are union shops, just like Verizon. Mm-hmm. Verizon in Europe is union.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, they're union. Here, they're not.
Yep.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Gene?
We're listening.
Okay.
Well, I'm still listening. Do you mind if y'all ever need somebody? I was deep in the movement in 74. Me and John Price, Al Wilson, Dallas, there was a lot of them. But I was in the middle of that. Me and John went out and blocked the traffic, John Price, and I was in it. And then we had Alice, and we had a bunch of them. Even the ones that helped me get that 7-1 in Lancaster when I made the lawsuit. So I can help you guys. Y'all need some information.
It's not us. It's a man that Gene knows. He left his phone number.
Yeah.
And
does Imani know something about it?
He... I don't know, but he was here during that time.
Okay, the phone number for the guy is 972-850-9277.
Okay, I'll give him a call, but I was in the middle of that. We blocked traffic and everything, so.
Okay.
Dane Lansdale knows more than I do, and Alex, he's gone, and Dallas Jackson's gone, LCP, he's gone, and all these people are gone. I'm about, ain't but a few of them left.
You should call that man and talk to him, see if y'all he's, you might have some information he needs.
I know the guy, he's a historian. And a very good writer. His name is Dick Ravis. And his number is 972-850-9277. He just wants to get clear on the civil rights records in Dallas in 1974. Because, you know, they hide these things.
Yep.
Well, I'm still old enough and I'm still healthy enough to hit them. I'll give a call.
All right. Thanks, Imani.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here's one reason why the wars keep going on. The stocks of American arms manufacturers have surged. Northrop Grumman's share price increased 40% by the end of 2022 and Lockheed Martin's by 37%. In 2022, the federal government awarded Lockheed Martin more than $45 billion in unclassified contracts. The company returned about one quarter of that amount to shareholders through dividends and stock buybacks and paid its CEO $25 million, said
Bernie. And let me just tell you, folks out there, you're talking about inflation. It's corporate greed. It has nothing to do with the president. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, real quick, what a lot of people don't understand is the reason the U.S. put so much into its defense industry is that a lot of things that happen overseas, yes, there is corporate greed overseas, but those products that they're getting from other countries like Sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Europe and other nations, is they're being funneled over here to the things that we need. And every country in this world is actually doing the same thing. You know, and
you think military expenditures are money well spent, right?
I don't think it's money well spent. What I'm saying is every country in this world is doing the exact same thing.
It's
America applies it a little bit different with the system of capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Other nations use communism and socialism on their military campaigns when they're over in other countries taking the pillage.
But they're all cutthroats.
They're all cutthroats, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue is like the reason for the sale of the low electric cars is that every person that buys the electric car don't understand that they automatically, once you buy a $35,000 electric car, it's actually to incur a $15,000 charge every time you buy an electric car. Whether it's $10,000, shoots up to $25,000. That's the reason for the sale.
Many electric car companies install the required equipment at your residence for free.
They charge you $5,000 for the installation. And then plus your electric bill goes to double. And on top of that, there's a $250 registration charge every time that you register your car every year. On top of the
So we should just keep driving combustion engines and trying to. I don't know what the answer is, because you're not happy with the electric vehicles, I don't think.
And then the other thing is, if you have to work on the engine, they don't work on the electric car. What they do,
Well, my advice to you is not to buy an electric car, because it doesn't sound like you would be interested in the added expense, right? Because I'm thinking if somebody's going out to buy an electric vehicle, they're going to know all this before they go in to sign the papers. Okay?
Hope so.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you.
Okay.
You too.
972-647-1893.
Good morning. Thanks for calling K and a Win.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all got a bad sound system this morning, but I'm going to try to get in anyway. I was calling in to let people know that Monday, the Charter Review Board will be meeting Monday at 6:30 instead of Tuesday, because of Tuesday is the election day. And we got some hot topics that I think people really need to pay attention to, because one of them is the Park Board of, Board of Park and Recreation. We're having a thing with ranked choice voting. And I also put in an amendment where when council members appoint people to boards and commissions, those people really need to live in the district we represent.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday at 6:30, you know, you can call your city council or call the city of Dallas and find out how to go on to that meeting virtual. You can come down and sign up to speak. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll let people who haven't signed in to speak after the people who signed in to speak. So I just want to let them know that we're down there fighting the fight, and they need to keep up with what's going on, because it's the first of their everyday living.
I sure appreciate you being out there. I really do. I wish I could come Monday night, but you know, Tuesday's election day. So,
I wish they would have moved it to Wednesday.
Yeah, that would have been really helpful, because, you know, we all got to be up really early on Tuesday for a very long day.
Right. I'm saying it was scheduled for Tuesday, and when they realized it was election day, they moved it to Monday, because I really believe they should have moved it to Wednesday.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%, because, you know, a lot of people that are civically active also work the polls. So,
right.
You know, Monday evening, they're setting up their polling location for Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning, they got to go to work. So,
right.
You know, the city, that figures. And let me just tell you this, Bub, those dates for these elections, they've been on the city secretary, or the state of Texas website, the Secretary of State, for damn near a year. Okay, so they're pulling some shenanigans with these meetings. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Well, they make me so mad.
Not only do they know, they got experience. They study this stuff. While we sleep, they have studied how to implement voter suppression, and they kind of disguise it. So I thank y'all for taking my call, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you, brother. You too. Thank you so much.
That was a really important call. Bonnie, would you mind kind of going over? Because I know it was hard to hear.
So the city charter is up for review.
I see.
And that's the document that lays out the groundwork for running the city of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's where...
And they changed the meeting.
Yeah, they changed the meeting. It was supposed to be Tuesday, but now they've got it on Monday, which... is not convenient for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because election workers and other folks, they've got to set up their polling location on Monday evening,
mm-hmm.
and they got to open the polls at 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and all of us that are trying to get people to vote will be busy.
We'll be busy, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to be at the office on 6:30 Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
This meeting, though, he said that it was very important that people go.
It really is.
So is it 6:30? Is it at City Hall?
Yes.
On Monday.
And, mm-hmm. you know, it's public, so it's online. You can watch it online. Mm-hmm. You can register to speak online.
I see.
You know, we can't let them take away some of the freedoms that we have won over the years. Eric Johnson is not interested in governing. He's interested in ruling, just like the rest of the Republican Party. He would like nothing more than to be able to flip this city back to red. And I hate to tell you this, brother, it ain't happening.
972-647-1893. But we have to take a break. Call, and we'll do our best to hear you. We're back on the Workers' Beat.
Yes, we
Bonnie
are.
Bonnie Mathias and Gene Lance. The number is 972-647-1893. In spite of some background noise, we've had some really good callers.
Yeah, our callers are very smart.
And we've had some fairly good news. We had an inquiry about civil rights history in 1974. The police killed two juveniles, the name of the Johnson brothers. They were 13 and 15. The police told one story, and the parents of the boys told another. Hmm. But historian Dick Revis wants to get the record straight, and his number is 972-850-9277. So if you know somebody that's old enough to remember what happened in 1974 in civil rights, you might want to call him at 972-850-9277. Now, there's another interesting thing going on civil rights. The family of Kenneth Knotts, that's K-N-O-T-T-S, they want to know what happened to cause his death at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
That is so
I wonder if that's related
awful.
To what happened to Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson.
No, it's not.
It's not the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
Okay.
No.
San Francisco, this is good news from the civil rights front. San Francisco joined Boston in apologizing to their African-American residents for, quote, decades of systemic and structural discrimination, targeted acts of violence and atrocities. Nine states have now formally apologized for slavery, and none of them was Texas.
I'm just going to tell you that ain't coming from Texas anytime soon.
They like racism in Texas.
Yeah, I heard a little birdie came and told me that the orange man is considering Hot Wheels for his vice president.
That was in the morning news.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
Well, I think Texans should pray that this takes place. Because if he runs for vice president, along with Donald Trump, he won't be governor anymore.
No, not in Texas. You can still run. He doesn't have to resign.
He would have to move to Washington.
Well, that would not help us. Because we would still have the orange one.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess that would be
us.
Here's another incident from civil rights. Tony Tempa died in police custody a couple of years ago, and the Dallas City Council approved $2.5 million to his family to settle their claims that four Dallas policemen had a role in the death of Tony Tempa. That was in the morning news.
Thank God they finally settled with that family.
That was a
horrible, horrible incident.
The bad news for Ivan Cantu and his family is that 24 years after he was accused of double homicide and all kinds of evidence to the contrary, Texas executed him anyway last week. I always say that the reason we should oppose the death penalty, it's not a matter of whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's racist.
Yeah.
That's the reason I oppose the death penalty, and I always will, as long as it's racist.
And it will continue to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better pick up, if you want a good book, pick up Black AF History.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good one.
Oh.
Have you got a copy? Because I can borrow it from you.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it'll make you mad.
972-647. I'm already mad.
Well, this will make you madder, so there you go.
972-647-1893. We still got time to take a call. We're having a lot of trouble with the sound, but we're doing the best we can, and we've managed to have some pretty good callers.
Yes.
About two-thirds of Americans reject or are skeptical of Christian nationalism. So,
well, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's Christian, that's white Christian nationalism. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Because there's nothing good about white Christian nationalism.
Okay, well, what's the difference? You're specifying.
It's all white people.
Oh,
for the most part, it's going to be white people.
It's just another way of saying racism.
Yeah, run on down to First Baptist Church in Dallas and see how many folks of color go to church in there. Okay?
There's one or two.
Yeah, there are one or two, but
and they always show them when they're
like Trump, right? Look at my African American. Look at him. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's like that Supreme Court justice to Clarence.
Clarence Thomas.
It is one of the worst news that you could possibly get.
Thanks.
Giant corporations in Texas will soon have their own business court. So they won't have to go to regular court when they get sued or when they do some horrible things, they'll have their own court that they own, and they'll get the rulings that they want.
Boy, that ought to work out real well for the consumer, shouldn't it?
Well, it's going to kill us.
Y'all, another reason.
But there was,
get your booty out and vote. And my letter, was published in the Dallas Morning News this past week.
Oh, good. What
I was very happy. Well, it talks about, you know, because what's-his-face, Paxton, is now filing lawsuits against school districts that have sent out an email to their folks saying, you know, these guys are for vouchers, these guys are against vouchers. Mm-hmm. Now you need to make a decision on who you're going to vote for.
Schools are dead set against vouchers.
Dead set, because it's awful.
It's a horrible thing for the schools and for the children. It's a great thing for rich people.
Yeah.
It's a real handout. It's like giving $8,000 to all the rich people.
Here you go. Here's your
and Park's going to love it. 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Talk loud.
Good morning.
Talk louder. Talk louder, brother.
Hello?
Okay, just keep talking, okay? We have to turn off the microphone so we can hear you, okay? So you tell us what you're calling about, okay?
Oh, I was just trying to put something out there, and I'm trying to interrupt with the program and any topics or anything. I hope someone is listening that may have a good automobile, truck, or car that they'd like to sell, and if they would, or if they call into the show, leave a number or something, because I'm in desperate need of transportation.
Turn them. Okay.
Right. Thanks.
Just give your number, brother. Give your number, and they can call you if they want to sell you a truck or a car.
469-540-0371. I'm sorry to interrupt the program if I have, but I'm in desperate need.
No, you're not interrupting.
Okay. You're
the
just
number,
fine.
I think you gave the number 469-540-0371. Guy needs some help with transportation, wants to buy a car or a truck. And I'm assuming he doesn't have millions of dollars, right?
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Speaking of millions of dollars,
we got another caller. I can't talk about millions of dollars.
Good
Sorry.
Morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Can you hear me?
Talk loud.
Yes, this is a James Smith in Palestine, a regular Reverend Bonet program and others, but I was calling to mention about Southwest Christian Medical Center. Years ago here in Palestine, Texas, the city of Palestine had a chief of police named LaCourie, LaCourie, and I've looked up the history on him because I'm always participating in our government, but he had profiled against some young black medical doctors at that center, Southwest Medical Center. So whoever that is looking into civil rights and what happened to somebody there might want to look a little deeper and see what involvement was with the police. I was trying to find the correct name and all, but that's the name as far as I know, Larry Couturier, C-A-T-O-U-R-I-E. But I will look up some more information. Maybe I'll call another time. But he was the chief of police here, and mostly Palestine always hire rejects from somewhere else. And this guy was under investigation for racial profiling at Southwest Medical Center on young black doctors and all. Somebody can look that up and see if I'm right or wrong. But anyway, I was sharing that about, since you're talking about civil rights, and about Southwest Medical Center.
Thank you.
Do you want to leave your number? Do you want to leave your number if anybody has information?
973-473-4550. 903-373-4550. And I usually say when I call in, James Smith of Palestine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So if you know something about this in Palestine, it's 903-373-4550.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So
can I talk about the millionaires now?
Can I talk about my letter first? It's real short.
Go ahead, finish that.
Not voting has consequences. Attorney General Ken Paxton has his endorsed candidates based on whether or not they voted to impeach him. Governor Greg Abbott's candidate endorsements are based on whether or not they voted for vouchers. While Abbott touts a projected surplus of $20 billion, Richardson ISD discusses closing schools to save money. About 900,000 registered voters stayed home in November 2022. Let this remind us all, elections have consequences.
And that was a letter to the editor from Bonnie Mathias that appeared in the Dallas Morning.
It did? I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Now can I save a million?
Now you can talk about the millionaires.
People earning $1 million or more annually have already finished paying for Social Security for 2024. In other words, they don't pay Social Security all year like you do. They just pay until they've reached a certain amount. I think it's $268,000. The Texas Alliance for Retired Americans drew attention to that fact by marking Scrap the Cap Day on Thursday, February the 29th, noting on social media that Social Security taxes are only paid on the first $168,000 of wage income this year and calling for a change. In other words, if you're rich and if you already made $168,600, you don't pay Social Security anymore.
Lucky you.
And we think you should. We think everybody should pay all year.
Everybody should pay. It doesn't matter how much money you make, everybody should pay Social Security.
Guess how long it took Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, guess how long it took him to make his first $168,600?
13 seconds.
4 minutes.
Ooh.
Four minutes after midnight. On January the 1st, he was through paying Social Security. Now, if he had to pay Social Security all year, like you do, then we would be in better shape on Social Security. So that's an important notice from the Alliance for Retired Americans. That's my organization.
That's excellent. I actually sent some information to a lady who has recently moved to Dallas and was interested in getting involved. Mm-hmm. And I told her about Tara. And I gave her Judy's phone number and Judy's email.
Judy Bryant?
Yes, Judy Bryant.
I know that number. It's 214-729-0063.
Yep, Gene knows that number. Judy's an incredible organizer, I swear. I just wish I had the energy she does. She's incredible.
She is, that's
true.
She's
incredible.
She's got everybody phone banking and trying to get retirees to turn out and vote.
Y'all,
and
it's important. It's important.
Retirees are very good voters.
You are.
The Communication Workers of America District 6 has got a tentative agreement with AT&T Mobility Bargaining Team.
There is an explanation meeting coming up, I think, next week.
Now, they get to vote on it.
Yes. Everybody who is affected by this, y'all, this AT&T Mobility, that's your cell phone, they make the most money. That subsidiary makes a lot of money and pumps it into AT&T, the rest of the subsidiaries. Mm-hmm. Those employees are the least paid of anyone working for AT&T.
I see.
There are multiple people working at Mobility who are on public assistance.
So we don't know if it's a good contract.
No, we don't. And y'all, and all my CWA members who work for Mobility, please listen to my voice. That $1,000 signing bonus doesn't mean squat. Mm-hmm. They are throwing that out there so that you'll rush in there and agree to this crappy agreement.
It's like the cheese on a
string. There you go. We got cheese on the string. Come on, baby. Come on. And they will snap that trap shut on your neck in a second.
Uh-huh. So the signing bonus is not much.
No.
What you want to look at is raises.
Yeah, and it's
and
nothing.
Pensions and health care.
Well, no pensions, but 5%? Come on. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
5%. Do you know how much money AT&T made last year?
So they're going to get to vote on it because the union movement is so democratic.
That's right.
Starbucks workers have accomplished something great this past week. They have reached a framework to allow them to negotiate with the Starbucks company. That's what they've been fighting for all this time.
Yes.
And thanks to the young active labor leaders for being such big supporters. And Democratic Socialists of America.
That's right.
They've been
big
supporters of the Starbucks workers.
I'm so proud of those folks. They're just incredible.
Now, in Frisco, their voters are going to get a chance in May to adopt civil service and collective bargaining for their firefighters.
Whoa!
Now, the firefighters are really going to want that.
And way to go, Frisco. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we really want to have that.
Yes, we do.
We had astronomical rise in strike activity last year, and also the historically low black unemployment rate came in last year. It wasn't good.
No, but it wasn't as bad. Right, right. That's right. We're getting close, Gene, so just saying. Folks, Tuesday is election day. Please, 7 to 7, you can vote anywhere in Dallas County, anywhere. There are 465 vote centers in Dallas County on Tuesday. I'll bet you could find you one. And if you can't, call me. I'll find you one. Okay? All right. Say goodbye, Gene.
Say goodbye, Gene.
All right.